Outside room 119 at Juno Douglas High School, there's a sheet of paper taped to the wall that says, "Fog machine in use." It's the Friday before Halloween, and the usually no-nonsense control room and JDTV news anchor desk is dressed with spiderwebs, skeletons, jack-o'-lanterns, blacklights, and strobes. It's a hectic scene as students, several in costume, distribute last-minute scripts, set mic levels, practice camera moves, and load teleprompters. And then there's Jessie Gregg.
I'm a freshman.
She's in front of a green screen wearing a green bodysuit that covers her from neck to toe. It's a visual effects gag. Viewers should only see her disembodied head and gloved hands floating over the weather graphics. The effects test goes well.
It was a little weird not to see my body when I, like, looked on the screen, but it's a pretty cool effect.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Jessie. That looks pretty good.
That's Miko Wilson. Miko, and he goes by his first name with the kids, too, runs the class and directs the newscasts. It's one of several part-time TV gigs he has, including with Public Television's 360 North. He's busy, but there's another idle observer in the studio. Karen Smolin manages the school district's career and technical education programs, which includes Miko's contract.
Miko's doing a great job. He's been doing this for several years with us. And we've got a full studio here, and people need to know about it.
Ready for rehearsal!
Okay, I better get out of here.
Much of the gear the students are using was donated by KTOO. The rehearsal gets underway, and the first few minutes go smoothly.
Thanks, guys. And now for the weather. You may have noticed a teensy bit of rain.
Okay, a bit of bad news. We need to stop our rehearsal there. We have 25 seconds to air. Reset to the top, please. Black on air. First graphics ready.
Resetting takes more time than they have. There's a flurry of chatter and activity in the control room while dead air stretches on.
Okay.
And then...
ready. We're going to go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take all. Mic and cue them.
Hello, I'm Jade.
And I'm Miriam. Welcome to a very spooky episode of JDTV News.
Dun, dun, dun!
This is JDTV News.
About 10 minutes later, the newscast winds down.
And we are stopped. And we're all clear. We can turn off the on-air light.
Camera one clear. Camera one off con.
We ran over.
Miko calls everyone into the control room. The broadcast started almost half a minute late and went too long for the 10-minute slot on local cable channel 6. Viewers saw black at the beginning, and the show cut off before the end.
How did we end up with black? Prompter had a problem, and we cannot go without the prompter at the start of the show. Okay? What caused that problem? We weren't ready. The script was not ready by deadline. The deadline for the script is before class on shoot day. The bit that wasn't ready is weather.
The students get a lesson in responsibility and consequences. Individual problems pile on and affect the whole team. And the fog machine? They never fired it up. The bell rings, and the students set aside their television responsibilities for the weekend. Miko, too. He'll be out of town next week, so the next show is truly a test. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.